Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with lesson number 12, which is chapter 12, and it'll be dealing with 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. The objectives of this particular lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 2, identify to whom the books were written. 3, state the purposes for 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 5, you're going to write the key verses of the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians from memory. And finally, you're going to state the life and ministry principles that are found in the principles of the books. The author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to the believers at Thessalonica. And the purpose was to confirm that the Lord is coming back, and to commend and exhort for the faith, and to correct false doctrine. Paul also answers false charges against his ministry. The key verses are found in chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. The life and ministry principle are that comfort should focus on the glorious hope of the return of Jesus Christ. The main characters are Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus. So let's go ahead and get into the outline for 1 Thessalonians. So first off, Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction. Point A, from Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus. B, to the believers at Thessalonica. And C, grace and peace from God and Jesus. In Roman numeral number 2, looking back. Point A, exemplary conversion to Christ. Point 1, power of the gospel. 2, examples of the gospel. Point A, that believers at Thessalonica followed the example of Paul. And B, they became examples to other believers. Point 3, witnesses of the gospel. Point A, the faith of the Thessalonican believers was spread in every place. And B, their testimony was a witness to the truth of the gospel. Point B, exemplary evangelism. Point 1, in motive. Point A, not in vanity. In boldness. Point B, C, not in deceit or uncleanness or guile. D, to please God rather than men. E, without flattering words. F, without covetousness. And G, not to seek the glory of men. In point 2, in conduct. And that's going into chapter number 2. We have point A, in gentleness. B, dealing as a nurse with children. C, in affection. D, in labor and travail. E, with proper behavior, and F, as a father with children. Point 3, in message. Point A, that you walk worthy of God, and B, it is based on the word of God. Point 4, in reception. Point A, the nature of the reception of the word. B, the result of the reception of the word. Point 1, that they became imitators of the Judean churches. And 2, that they entered the fellowship of the suffering for the word. In point number C, we get into chapter number 3, and we have the exemplary follow-up care of converts. Point 1, their concern. Point A, their motive. B, the sending of Timothy. C, description of the sent one. Point 1, our brother. 2, minister. 3, fellow laborer in the gospel. Point D, the purpose of in sending Timothy. 1, was to establish you. 2, to comfort you. 3, to encourage stability despite afflictions. And 4, to guard from the tempter. And 5, to protect their labor. In point number 2, we have the follow-up process. Point A, the contents of Timothy's report. B, the reaction to Timothy's report. Point 1, comfort and encouragement, and 2, thanksgiving and prayer. In Roman number 3, we're now going into chapter number 4. Point A, we have God-pleasing conduct. And B, sanctification. Point one, the basis for sanctification is that it is God's will. And point two, the application of sanctification. Point A, to abstain from fornication, and B, to abstain from defrauding a brother. Point C, reasons for proper conduct. One, sin brings God's vengeance. Two, proper conduct is in accord with the call of God. And three, rejection of proper conduct is rejection of God. D, brotherly love. One, commendation of their love. Two, exhortation to further love. E, exhortations to be industrious. One, study to be quiet. Two, do your own business. Three, work with your own hands. And four, walk honestly towards unbelievers. In point F, we have constructions concerning the dead in Christ. Point number one, the need for proper instruction. Two, the relation of the dead to the returning Christ. Point A, the dead in Christ will be brought with him. B, the living will not precede the death in Christ. Point three, the manner and results of Christ's coming. Point A, the manner of his coming. B, the results of his coming. Point one, the dead raised. Point two, the living are caught up. Three, believers forever with the Lord. And point four, the comfort of those words to be utilized by believers. Point G, and this goes into chapter number five, watchfulness in the view of the Lord's coming. One, uncertainty in the time of his coming. Point number A, the lack of need for instruction. B, the knowledge concerning the manner of his coming. Point number two, the result of his uncertainty for those who are unprepared. And three, the effect of this uncertainty upon believers. Point A says to be prepared. B, walk in the light. C, do not sleep spiritually. D, watch. E, be sober. And F, put on the breastplate of faith and love. And four, the assurance of the believer. Point A, appointed to salvation, not to wrath. And B, comfort and edification because of this hope. Point H deals with church relationships. Point one, know those who labor among you and are over you. Two, esteem them highly because of their labor on behalf of you. Three, warn the unruly. Four, comfort the feeble-minded. Five, support the weak. Six, be patient towards all. Seven, do not return evil for evil. And eight, follow that which is good. Then point one is personal conduct. One, rejoicing evermore. Two, pray without ceasing. Three, in everything give thanks. Four, quench not the spirit. Five, despise not prophesying. Six, prove all things. Seven, hold fast that which is good. And eight, abstain from the appearance of evil. Then Roman numeral number four, we deal with the conclusion. A, a blessing upon them. B, the request for prayer. C, greetings. D, the charge. And finally, E, the grace, the wish for grace of the Lord. So now we're going to go ahead and get into the outline for 2 Thessalonians. So we start off with the introduction. And the author, again, was the Apostle Paul. And it was written to the church in Thessalonica. And the purpose was to instruct believers waiting for the return of the Lord. Your key verse is found in chapter 2, verse 3. And the life and ministry principle are that since there will be a great falling away before the day of the Lord, it's important to teach and live by sound doctrine. The main characters are Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus. So we start out our outline with an introduction in Roman numeral number one. And then point A, we have from Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus. B, to the church of the Thessalonians. And C, grace and peace from God and Jesus. Roman numeral number two, we have the comfort in the hope of Christ's return. Point A, thanksgiving for their Christian example. Point one, the reason for their thanksgiving. A, their faith groweth exceedingly. And B, they have charity towards each other. Point two, the effect of their conduct upon the writers. Point B, comfort in righteous judgment of God. Point one, the indication of God's righteous judgment. And two, the revelation of God's righteous judgment. Point A, the outcome of his judgment. One, that God sends tribulation to them that trouble. And two, that those who are troubled will find rest when the Lord returns. Point B, the time of the judgment, when the Lord is revealed from heaven with his angels. And C, the subjects of the judgment. One, those that know not God. And two, those that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Three, consequences of God's righteous judgment. Point A, eternal punishment of the lost, and B, the glorification of the saints. Point C, prayer for the believers. One, the content of the prayer. Point A, that God would count you worthy of this calling. B, that God will fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness. And C, that God will fulfill the work of faith with power. And two, that the purpose of the prayer, that the name of Jesus may be glorified in you and in him. In point number three, we get into chapter number two, which is the caution regarding the time of Christ's return. Point A, we have Paul's concern. One, that his concern is about the coming of the day of the Lord. And two, attitudes that are prohibited. A, being shaken in mind. B, being troubled in spirit, word or letter. And C, believing that it has already happened. B, signs of the end. Point number one, a great falling away. Two, the man of sin or the Antichrist is revealed. Point A, he opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God. Two, that he will sit as a God in the temple. And C, he will claim to be God. And D, he will be revealed in his time. Point three, he already is at work in the world, but he will not be revealed until the Holy Spirit is removed. Four, his destiny. Point A, the Lord will consume him with the spirit of his mouth. And B, the Lord will destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Point five, signs by which to recognize the Antichrist. Point A, he will come after the working of Satan. B, he will have power, signs, and lying wonders. C, he will deceive with unrighteousness them that perish because they receive not the truth unto salvation. D, he will cause us strong delusions. E, he will bring damnation to those who, one, believe not the truth, and two, that had pleasure in unrighteousness. Point C is a prayer for the Thessalonian believers. Point one, thanksgiving because of God's choice of them. Point A, he chose them to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of truth. And B, he called them by the gospel to the obtaining of the glory of Jesus. And two, the exhortation to steadfastness. Hold fast to that which you've been taught. Point three, a prayer for their comfort and stability. Point A, the ones to whom the prayer is directed. B, contents of the prayer. Number one, to comfort you, and two, to establish you to every good word and work. In Roman numeral number four, we now get into chapter number three. So we have the commands in the light of Christ's return. One, a command to pray. Point number one, the liberty to spread the gospel. Two, for safety of the messengers. Point A, from unreasonable men. B, from wicked men. And C, from all who do not have the faith. In point number B, we have a command to grow spiritually. In number one, to be established in the Lord. Two, to be kept from evil in the Lord. Three, to do things commanded. Four, to direct your hearts into the love of God. And five, to wait patiently for the return of Christ. Then we go into number C, We have the commands regarding conduct and relationships. Number one, to withdraw from those who walk disorderly and not according to the word. Two, follow right examples of spiritual leadership. Three, each believer is to be productive. Four, do not be weary in well-doing. Five, have no company with those who do not obey the word. And six, do not count disorderly as enemies, but admonish them as brothers. In Roman numeral number 5, we have the conclusion. Point A, the supplication. Point 1, the Lord give you peace. 2, the Lord be with you. B, the authentication signature by the hand of Paul. And point C, the benediction. So that's it for 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me for the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.